You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Formula One Grand Prix has been cancelled for the second year in a row. Andrew Westacott, the Australian Grand Prix CEO, issued this message to fans.
This is not the result we wanted, it's not the result you wanted, but this is life in a COVID pandemic. To the Aussies who are shining on the global stage, particularly Remy Gardner, Jack Miller and Daniel Ricciardo, you know, our hearts go out to you guys because we wanted to see you on home soil in 2021 and doing the Aussies proud.
The MotoGP was scheduled in October, while the Formula One was set for November. However, recent outbreaks and lockdowns around the country that forced 12 million people to stay at home prompted sports governing bodies to ask Victoria's government for a guarantee that events could go ahead regardless of future COVID-19 outbreaks. Victoria's Minister for Sport, Martin Pakula, says the government couldn't provide such assurances.
In an environment where National Cabinet has decided to halve international arrivals and not look at different quarantine arrangements probably till the beginning of 2022, really makes it extremely difficult for us to give those organisations the sort of guarantees that they require. So that's the situation that we unfortunately find ourselves in.
Mr. Pakula also says Victoria couldn't provide organisers with as much certainty as they required due to a slower-than-expected national vaccination rollout.
The clear expectation was that Australia would fundamentally be fully vaccinated by October, and that gave us confidence to set a November date for the Formula One by agreement with Formula One management. In the intervening period, of course, it's become clear that we'll be nowhere near those levels.
Organisers of the multi-million dollar races have been in negotiations with Australian authorities for an adjustment to the quarantine policy that left teams unable to compete in other countries in November. MotoGP organisers have moved the Malaysia Grand Prix forward by a week to fill the gap left by the Australian race and added a second Portuguese round to the calendar on November the 7th. The 2020 edition of the race, set to run last March, was cancelled days before the start and crowds were turned away as they lined up to enter. The 2021 race was first postponed from its season opening spot to November, amid hopes the pandemic would be under control. But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says Australians have to take all necessary steps to contain the highly transmissible Delta variant.
We are a long way away from that, and the protection and the freedom and the choices and options that that gives us running big international events is very, very challenging. We'll get to that point by the end of the year. Once the supply of Pfizer, once Moderna and other vaccines are here in sufficient numbers, we'll be able to really ramp up, as General Frewen and the Prime Minister have outlined. But until that point, we have to do everything we can to safeguard not bringing the virus in, particularly the Delta variant.
Border closures are also having an effect. International arrivals into Australia have been halved and limited to 3,000 a week. But Formula One needs around 1,600 race crew staff to come in, while MotoGP staff would be in addition to that. Australia's two-week mandatory quarantine is also a major problem for the busy racing calendar. But Paul Little, chairman of the Australian Grand Prix, says April 2022 still has potential for the return of the prestigious season opener and the MotoGP.
We need to follow through till, as I say, the end of this year. We need to see what vaccination rates are like. We need to see what the federal government does with visitation rights. Off the back of that, we'll know a lot more about whether or not April is viable.
The Victorian government insists this latest setback won't affect its chances of holding a GP in the years to come. But the cancellations have sparked concern that the 2022 Australian Open could be in jeopardy. Despite the state government's confidence that Australia will have hit its vaccination targets by then. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.